Donna almost forgot her friend, Donna. This is Donna from Silicon Valley.
And it's because Donna likes Ariel and I like Verdana.
Here's the mic. Albert Contreras from Temple City.
Antoine Nguyen from HEB Capital Chapter.
David Jackson, CCB Board of Directors and GDUC Board of Directors.
Sandy Nelson, Solano County Council of the Blind. Sandy Nelson.
Hi, I'm Pam Pology. I'm the president of the San Gabriel Valley chapter and the credentials chairperson. Thank you.
Here you go. Here's the mic. Okay. CC and Mona from East LA. I'm just lonely secretary.
Hi, I'm Charles Navarrete. I'm president of the East LA chapter.
Hi, it's Hi, it's Alice McGrath from Silicon Valley chapter.
Rob Turner, president, Silicon Valley Council of the Blind.
Artis Bazin, president of the Glendale Burbank area chapter, California Council of the Blind.
Mitch Pomerantz, San Gabriel Valley chapter, CCB, retired from politics.
Debbie Cordero, San Gabriel, CCCLV.
Peter Pardini from the San Francisco chapter, Treasurers, California Council of the Blind.
Jeff Tom, maybe this time I'll be... Well, I don't know. I'll just have to pass it on.
They have a pill for that.
Gene Lozano, First Vice President, CCB.
Lena Dawes, President, Butte County Council of the Blind and California Council of Blind Students, and incoming President, BRLC.
Frank Welty, President, San Francisco Chapter, and also President of Guide Dog Users of California.
Paul Patchy Jr., President of the ACB Capital Chapter, California Council of Blind.
Here you go.
Am I supposed to introduce myself?
Yes,
please. I'm Wayne Dick, a new member. I'm Wayne Dick, a new member.
Yay! Annette Carter, let's see, ACB, CCLVI, CCCLV. Oh, Annette Carter, CCB, Publications Committee, ACB, Web Administrator, CCLVI, Webmaster, whatever.
A whole lot of hats, a big hat box for her.
Bernice Kandarian, from Mountain View, California, President of the California Council of Citizens with Low Vision.
This is Roger Peterson, thankfully not running this time, second Vice President of CCB, and I get to sit with my friends instead of all those other candidates.
Connie Gill, Baby Chapter, and San Francisco Chapter, glad to be back in California.
Al Gill,
San Francisco chapter in BROC. Also glad to be back in California.
Vita Zavoli, San Francisco chapter, GDUC and CCB women.
Yay. Go CCB women. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that.
I was thinking about go women. Albert Rizzi, my blind spot and new member of GDUC.
Linda O'Neill, member, ACB Capital Chapter.
Sacramento. Oh, all right. Okay. Let's see. Now I lost my play. Okay, I missed.
Do you not want your salad?
No, I'd rather have soup. I'm not
Here
a salad
you go,
person.
Joe. Well, there's your entree plate.
Okay. What am I supposed to say?
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Joseph Lopez, and I'm from the Santa Barbara, Goleta area, and I'm having a wonderful convention.
Yay. Bonnie Rennie, Orange County chapter.
This is Bob Rennie from Orange County.
Bill Gillespie, Redwood Empire Chapter, Vice President, and I have a personal announcement for myself. From last July to present time, I've lost over 100 pounds of weight.
Michelle Burnett, Greater Lakewood Chapter.
Charlene Ornelas, Secretary for San Diego Braille Club, Secretary for Gaduck.
That's a hat.
Patty Nash, Delegate for Bayview Chapter.
I'm Mike Keithley. I'm the immediate press. Past president for CCB, and I'm on the publications committee, and the membership committee, and some other committees.
Jennifer Holloway, member of the San Francisco chapter.
Jason Holloway, San Francisco chapter, and we are first timers.
Yay!
Charles Register, Greater Lakewood chapter.
Yay! All righty. Now, we had some folks come in. Did I miss anyone? Did I miss anyone? Over there, she says to me. She's telling me over there. I know, you're funny. Did I miss anyone? Oh, I missed Dirk. Hold on.
Dirk Neihardt at large.
Okay, and there's somebody at... All right. Here you go.
Larry Hall, member of the Redwood Empire chapter in Santa Rosa, but let's not forget I'm a member of the San Francisco chapter also.
Larry! All right. Oh, and Mitch says, Larry, I got to talk to you. Okay, did I miss anyone else? We have everyone. Everyone, welcome to this President's Dinner. Thank you so much for coming. And this is where we get the chance to speak to our candidates who are running for office. And what I wish to do to start is let our candidates speak for about 3 minutes each, and if they wish to share a bit about themselves, whatever they wish to share with us. And we're going to start with Frank Welty and go to his right after that. So, Frank?
I'm on the tail end of a cold, so hopefully my voice will get through this. I'm Frank Welty, and I am running for a seat on the board of directors of CCB. My reasons for doing so is that I think that some of the major issues that are facing CCB at this time are issues that I am particularly concerned about and interested in. First of all, I think that fundraising is a very high priority, and I intend to put much effort into this area. I will continue to be a strong supporter and worker on Muttstruck. I support the possibility of having a full-time director of development in order to give us the opportunity to have somebody who can put full-time effort into the fundraising activities. And I will also intend to personally spearhead the development of a new area of fundraising. In addition to that, I want to work hard on chapter development. Part of that will be during tomorrow afternoon's leadership track, sharing information about local chapter leadership. And third, I want to use my background in advocacy to work with on the board for advocacy with CCB. I have a very strong background in CCB. I've been an officer of CCB in one place or another for the better part of 20 years. I've been officers in 5 different chapters and president of 2, now 3 if you include GDUC. And I've also, of course, been the past director of advocacy and governmental affairs for the council. And I am also highly interested in fundraising. I've been active on Muttstruck these last 3 years. And also, I am very interested in this subject. I spent a lot of time while I was in my career change researching fundraising and learning about it. And I want to take those insights I learned then and continue to develop those skills in behalf of CCB.
Sorry, just finishing my bite. So I'm Lena Dawes, and I am running for my 3rd term on the board. And one of the passions that I've had as far as serving with CCB is working on membership development, and especially with a focus on mentoring. I believe that if we all, you know, if we work together and work with our new members and show them the ropes, if you will, that they will want to become leaders and they will feel more welcomed. I know when I first came, I had several people who mentored me, and I have been very grateful for their help and love and support. And as far as my qualifications are concerned, I have held every office in California Council of Blind Students. I am currently the president of Butte County Council of the Blind, which I have been working to revive. I am very excited to begin working as president of BRLC, and have been a member of CCB since 2008 and have loved every minute of it. And I just feel that I want to do whatever I can to support the movement and the blind community. And I just feel like it has a special place for me, and I want to continue to be part of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Gene Lozano, I'm running for my last term as first vice president. I have been a member of the council since April of 1972. I started as a officer of the the California Alliance of Blind Students, and also held positions with the National Alliance of Blind Students. And that was the ground where I came in, learning from that, and had opportunities to work on legislation, which first bill that I actually got to write with a legislator in San Diego was fair housing legislation for guide dog users, so they would not be discriminated when it came to the rentals of apartments back in 1976, which did get through, and it's signed by then Governor Jerry Brown. I've been on various times. I've been the chapter president down in San Diego and in the ACB Capital Chapter, and held various offices in addition to being president. And on the state board, I've been on the board of directors as a director and second vice president, and now it's first vice president. Because of my background as a trained rehab counselor and delivering services through my employment, I'm really into seeing that we have our strategic plan implemented that will guide us the next few years, and part of that, having a business plan for various things, that services that can generate funds to come in, such as consultant work that we could do that's not being addressed there, like in the medical field. Hospitals that do not know how to work with people who are blind or have low vision, who do not understand about adaptive parenting skills, so forth. I'd like to see us build on what we've done in the past when we had HIV training, using that kind of a model, different funding.
10 seconds.
And I also would like to see that we maybe look into getting an event planner to work with us in planning fundraisers and do some of that work. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Good evening.
Jeff?
Chef Tom, running for the office of president. And we're at a crossroads. There's no question about it. You know, there are some things that, you know, we don't like hearing. You know, our financial situation isn't as good as we'd like it to be. But there's some real positives, too. We, as Gene just alluded, we have a new strategic plan that President Pomerantz is about to ensure that the board puts in place before the next president takes over. We're at a time when we need to begin to look to the future for our leadership. And that's why we have a leadership track tomorrow, as Frank was so proactive in, you know, ensuring that Donna and others put in this convention. And the future is really why I'm running again for president, because I want to be here to begin the process of implementing many of the changes that you've just heard about. And I want to begin the process of mentoring someone or ones, hopefully more, to take over leadership positions in the future, because we do have people who have tremendous potential out there, and we need to bring them to the forefront, and we need to bring them into the uppermost leadership positions, so that more people like Mitch can say they're retiring from politics in the future. Because if we don't, and you've heard it from many people, you've heard it from Mitch, and you've heard it from me in other ways, you've heard it, the future of this organization is really, you know, at a crossroads. And in 10 years we could slip, and in 10 years we could continue to be the tremendous advocacy organization we are today. And it's really not up to me, although it is in part. It's up to all of us. So that's why I want to be president again for 2 more years.
Thank you. Okay. Peter?
Thank you. I'm Peter Pardini. I'm the current treasurer of the California Council of the Blind, and I'm running for my 3rd term as your current treasurer. Basically, what I'd like to work on during my next term is I'd like to really see us strengthen the Mutt Strut, because I think it's a fantastic fundraising opportunity that we have, but it needs everyone's help and support. And I would also, we also need to look at other fundraising opportunities that CCB has, and I would also support the hiring of a development director, a full-time development director, who can concentrate on helping us get, looking at different fundraising activities that we can undertake. I would support Gene's idea about doing something in regards to contractual services that we can get into. I would also encourage, and we really need, as Jeff has stated, we need the support of every member of this organization. Our organization is membership driven, and we really do need everyone's help and support. One thing that I'd like to see us work on is during, perhaps in the fall, is small regional gatherings where we can, in addition to the leadership tracks that we're having at this convention, provide some additional leadership training, additional advocacy training that all that we could do at a regional level. And I would also like to see us use the information that we gather in, you know, we have quite a number of raffle sweepstakes and raffle tickets that we sell. We need to start gathering that information so that we can, on a yearly, annual basis, contact our donors who have helped us in the past and ask for a little help in the future. And
10 seconds.
I urge you to support Peter Pardini as treasurer. Thank you.
My name is Paul Patchy Jr. As I stated before, I'm the president of the ACB. All right, I'm the president of the ACB Capital Chapter. I became a member of CCB in April of 2009. I was elected first vice president of my chapter in November 2009. So it took only 6 months for me to want to step up my chapter and really help my chapter grow. The last 2 years, I've served as my chapter's president. And I think that I've made some changes to help us grow and hopefully become a stronger chapter in the future. And I'm running for a seat on the board of directors because I feel that I can help the state organization in many ways. One of the main things I would like to see, I would like to work on and see accomplished would be to try and strengthen the relationship between chapters and then chapters to the state board. We talk about needing to do more fundraisers and or even hiring a fundraiser coordinator, but without the full strength of CCB, the full membership working together as one organization, we'll keep fighting each other until that we can't accomplish that. But if we act together and all put an effort into it, we can actually accomplish quite a bit. And I think that's one of the things we really need to work on. And I want to see that come to be. I also think, you know, we need to think of other fundraising ideas and new, and even bring in new membership. We need to bring in the leaders of tomorrow. And, you know, we can keep talking about it, but it actually boils down to, you know, us, me. I'm the youth. I'm still part of the youth of this CCB, and I need help bring in new members and younger members that we can help you know, create a stable future for CCB. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Now, this is a point where people could ask questions to the candidates. If you wish to ask to one or ask to all, please state that. The candidates will have 1 minute each to answer whatever questions are posed to them. If you can call out your name if you have a question, and I will come over to you. Roger first. Who's I do? Then, yes, please say Pam. Okay, Roger.
I have a question for Frank. I want to know, Frank, if the Constitution Committee should be considering an anti-nepotism clause for the Constitution.
That's our Roger. Frank?
That's a fair question. One minute. I will tell you that certainly whenever you have family members in positions of leadership, it's fair to wonder if each individual in that situation is going to be able to retain their objectivity and their individual point of view. Now, in my case, those people that know my spouse and myself know that we come from very different backgrounds, and we have different points of view on many areas, and I think we respect each other's differences. I can tell you that going in as a member of the board of directors, that I am committed to doing what I believe to be in the best interest of CCB. And if that means that on some votes I'm on one side and my spouse is on the other side, that's okay. We know the difference between work and our family.
Thank you. Okay, Pam Metz has a question.
Good evening, you guys. My question is twofold. We are, I've heard all of you discuss membership and mentoring. My question is this. We have a large area in the LA area, but yet we can't get all the chapters to work together. How are you guys going to bring all the chapters in this state together so they can understand that this is one organization? And two, what are you guys going to do to improve mentoring? Because I always hear we need young blood, but what about those of us who are stuck in the middle, okay, who lost our sight later in life and would love to get more involved? Who do we talk to?
And is that for everyone?
Everybody.
Okay. All right.
Where should we start?
So each candidate, and you have 1 minute.
Which first? Paul, okay, go ahead.
This is one of the things I want to work on with the, you know, bringing the chapters together. You know, there's many different solutions. And I came up with a couple ideas on a long airplane ride back from Washington, D.C., from the ACB Legislative Seminar. You know, we can start by having telephone meetings between a representative of each chapter just to get a feel of, you know, what each chapter is doing every month or every 2 months, you know, their struggles and their triumphs, just to build a relationship between them. And that just in itself, you know, we don't have to have a telephone meeting. It could be featured, you know, a couple chapters of the month on the web or whatever, even utilizing our Facebook page and Twitter page for those things that we have now.
10 seconds.
And to the other one with the mentoring, I think we need to look to our leaders of today to help train those that want to be leaders of tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Peter. Basically, I would support having monthly chapter calls between the president, and I believe that the board of directors should be participate in these calls. Basically, we can get the views of what's going on with chapters, and I think it would be a big support for that. And also, I would, we need to strengthen our mentoring. One way that we might want to do that is to have maybe split the, have each board of directors help be assigned to work closely with each chapter, with our group of chapters. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I think, Pam, the first part of your question about getting chapters to work together is one that I don't think it's a question of not being having the methods to do it. I think it's a question of, you know, are we at a point where we have the will to do it? I remember a meeting when I was down in Southern California. I forget. I think I was still president then, but I can't remember. And there was a big meeting, and there were all the very different presidents were talking about calendaring things. It was exactly this type of meeting. And, you know, so this problem is still going on. So really, it's not so much of a question of knowing how to do it. It's a question of whether there's a will. And if that will doesn't exist, we're going to have a problem. And if we can, hopefully, things have changed and people recognize it, then, you know, whether it's, you know, in L.A. or Sacramento or wherever, then we'll do it. The mentoring, I think we just have to put people in positions that challenge them, because it's through challenge that you grow. And I think it's up to us as leaders to put them, find positions where they can push their own envelopes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I don't believe we really have done an inventory of our chapters as to what is it that the chapters want, what are their goals, and maybe they really do not want to work together. They have different perspectives, and we need to help them understand what our goals are on the state level that they're a part of, but still allowing diversity. I think if we can assess the chapters and also the members, then find out who are those, the skills that are within, untapped skills within the organization, and see if we can find those individuals that particularly have the skills that where ours fit into a strategic plan, and seeing if we can find those people who would like to learn from them how to do some of those things for the direction we're going in the future. I don't think we fully understand what our makeup is, and I think we need to learn it from what we have and where we can go. And I also think as we're more visible and providing programs and services, that will draw new people and new blood and new ideas, like consulting on computer technology for websites for the state, for instance. Thank you.
Thank you. Lena?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Blind moments. Okay, so I'm going to answer the mentoring question first. My thought is that there's no, I never thought of mentoring as having an age limit. I think that's discriminatory and not, you know, I don't think it just has to be young people. I think anybody can be a leader. And which is one of the reasons I'm so passionate about it, because I know that it can help, and really anybody should be able to talk to anybody. I don't understand the age divide necessarily. I understand why people are saying they want younger people, but there's just as many, you know, seniors losing sight as well, and
15 seconds.
Okay, thanks. It's just as important to work with them. And as far as chapters, I am also in support of the something like Ask CCB, and I think Board of Directors members should not only participate but help facilitate those calls. Thank you.
I have Dirk, who has a... Oh, Frank. I forgot Frank.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Frank.
First of all, I think that both of these areas of the question are related in that I think we need to begin with building upon a culture of mentoring. And I think that begins with what we're going to do tomorrow with our leadership track and finding other opportunities to build leadership training into our programs, our activities, et cetera, both, I hope, through continued leadership trainings at our conventions in a formal way, but also through leadership training activities within committees, providing tools that chapters can use to be educated about leadership. What this does, along with building up a culture of each of us helping others as they're coming along, is that for people in chapters who don't get to these conventions, it gives them a greater connection to the greater state organization because they're seeing more. This is what the state is doing for me. It's building the skills of my people to have an effective chapter. The second thing is that we can use the existing communications channels we already have, the president's list, doing monthly president's phone calls, etc., to build communications within chapters and between chapters and the state organization as a whole. And finally, I also agree with Peter that organizing regional leadership trainings and similar regional events would be a great way to strengthen the relationship between chapters.
Okay, Dirk.
I'm concerned about the ideas of hiring someone to fundraise or hiring someone to manage. I don't know. I'm not sure we have enough assets to cover Mitch's last month's bar bill any more. But I do know that the cost of those things is tremendous, and the payback from my experience with other nonprofits is a marginal at the very best. I'm wondering if you might rethink the idea of hiring outside folks.
So you wish to raise a concern. That's what you wish. Okay.
This is Frank. May I take that one?
Okay, and do you wish each candidate to respond to that? Okay, Frank.
Dirk, you're quite right. Clearly, hiring a director of advocacy full-time is not a silver bullet. We have to do so intelligently, taking a hard look at the kind of qualifications that we need in such a person. We need to look at our budget constraints. That may mean figuring out some kind of a creative contract in order to get the most that we can out of our budgetary resources, and also being very clear about what we want to accomplish. But I think the advantage of having a full-time person, in addition to having somebody that can put time in that we as volunteers cannot, is that part of the agreement that we would have to make with this person is that they will provide a knowledge transfer to us.
Time.
Give us the abilities.
Next candidate.
Okay. I think from my experience with working with Society for the Blind and Junior Blind, a lot of their donations did come through the help of a development director and or grant writer. I understand about the budget issues, absolutely. My thought, though, is I'm only going to speak for myself, but I don't feel that I have the kind of knowledge to, you know,
10 seconds.
Direct, okay, to work with, that I need to learn more about fundraising. And so I would like to have someone who would be able to kind of show us the way as well, someone who knows
Thank
how
you.
To do it.
Next candidate.
Thank you, Gene Lozano. I think the reality is after we've seen our budget, we do not have the funds to hire another staff person. I agree, we can't just rely on volunteers, but we may have to do that for a while. Maybe the halfway perspective is hiring a nonprofit event planner, which puts on one event and put on some type of event that will bring in some money, but I don't think an ongoing person at a time. We don't have it. If we were having the funds right now that we could have more than one person, I guess I would put it executive director so that the president is not having to be the executive director of the organization and the policy head of the organization, which is a killer of the president. We need to have somebody who does that planning, day-to-day planning, and can then work on fundraising, but as well as the administrative aspects of the organization.
10 seconds.
That's it.
Thank you, Gene. Next
Boy.
Candidate.
I would love to pass on this one, but I don't think I'm going to be able to. Yeah, Gene's right. We're between the devil and the deep blue sea. Dirk's right, you know. Fundraisers more often don't work than do work, but when they do work, they work really well. And, you know, we're going to have to find creative ways, whether it's through the individual events like we're doing with the Mutt-Strut, whether it's a combination of things like doing a better job of online fundraising, ways of stabilizing, whether it's Vince finding magical ways to make that ink become less red. We have to somehow stabilize it. We're doing better. Donna's done a great job in leadership, but we're not there yet. We have to get there. And then we can work on an executive director / fundraiser, etc. But we're not quite there yet.
This is Peter. Basically, we do need to look at creative ways to perhaps do a part-time development director, but we need to build some funds up, and perhaps with doing some contract work, we just need to get some more funds in the coffers, and perhaps we can look at other sources of funding, like using if we hire a blind person, perhaps we could use some Notary funds in this kind of respect. But we do need to really seriously look at this because we need to do something to...
10 seconds.
And we really do need to... It's a serious thing that we need to undertake. Thank you.
And this is Paul Apache.
Go ahead.
Dirk, you're correct. We don't have the funds to hire someone right now. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, but... whether we hire someone or not, we need to create a support to support those fundraisers. Without the full support of CCB, whether we have a hired coordinator or a volunteer coordinator or just us doing it, we have to make our fundraisers successful by using everyone's talents. And we have to learn what everyone is talented in. Thank you.
We have a question over here from Charles. Did I forget someone? Actually, a gentleman over here, Charles, and then I'll go to Vita.
Good evening. I listened to two financial reports yesterday that both had to be corrected and presented later. And I think if we did a better job of taking care of our own funds, we'd find we had some money. We can't run a railroad where we pay $5,600 in phone bills and only $100 in public relations. Something is wrong with that picture.
Did you wish any candidates, or you wish to just raise the comment? The treasurer. This is directed specifically to the treasurer.
Yeah, basically, one of the things I'm going to work on next, if I'm elected again, is to improve the accuracy of our financial reports. And we do need to... There's a lot of stuff that we can do regarding public relations that doesn't really cost us anything. And we do need to do that. And our phone system does provide... We have a lot of our members rely on our telephones, on the California connection, our phone system, to get valuable, needed CCB information. Most of our members do not have computers. I mean, a lot of members don't have computers. Thank you. Okay.
Hello, everyone. When I come to the conventions and you go to the exhibit hall, I buy from the Capital chapter. Then those members come and buy from the San Francisco chapter, and those people go and they buy from the GDUC. And so what happens is, this is all internal money. We're all buying from each other to help each other. We need external money. I want to know how each of you would consider, what would you do to help us bring in vendors? We need to build up our vendors. Thank you.
Bravo. Okay. What are you going to do to bring? What are you specifically going to do to bring in outside money, vendors, convention sponsors, etc.? All external monies.
I think it's a twofold attack that we have to do. One prong of it is something that I worked on somewhat before while I was president, and Donna has again picked up, and that is to directly engage various types of sponsors. We had Vanda this time. We had some of the banks as sponsors that we actually had settlements with back when I was president. We had, we need to do a better job personally engaging, and that's something Donna has done well. And the new president is going to have to do really well personally engaging these entities to do more. The other prong, I know I don't have much time. The other prong is we have to find ways of increasing our members at conventions. Because, gradually, it may not be the first year, but if our conventions get more people, the vendors will come.
5 seconds.
That's it.
Done. Okay. Next.
Which way?
You choose.
Gene. Well, like I've been saying, I think we start needing to see the direction the organization is taking. What is it the needs are for the community, not just the organization, but the blind and those who are low vision, the community service. And I think we need to start looking as sort of us becoming more of a business service provider in addition to a consumer organization. And there's so many times that I'm contacted by the state of California for looking for, and locals, government, saying, okay, we want this, like a website, test it. Okay, well, this is a service they can't find, and they're looking to a consumer group. We could have potential employment for some people and for the organization, and bringing an event planner to work on something, maybe a wine gala or something like that, something new. Thank you.
Next candidate?
Yes, I have it. Thanks. This is Lena. I think Jean brings up a really good point. I know I have been called on several occasions too, asking about how to, you know, from like disabled students, offices and people asking how they can accommodate their students. And I think there are some, you know, there are some consulting opportunities there too. And one thing that I noticed we started doing is looking at other conventions like the CSUN conference and finding which vendors had to do with blindness. And I think that that's a good way to, you know, bring in new people by doing the outreach and contacting them. Thank you.
Thank you, Lena. Next.
A couple things I talked about earlier. My concern about fundraising and my concern about leadership development is that I think they go hand in hand, because I think that an opportunity that we have here in CCB is to develop a more sophisticated understanding and a more outward-driven understanding of principles of fundraising. We can do that through educating ourselves and through passing on that education throughout our organization. Second, when I talked earlier about getting a new fundraiser going, I had specifically in mind an externally directed fundraiser. You know, not another bake sale or something where we're passing monies back and forth between us. I'm talking about money coming from outside into the organization. I think that that's very important. I personally intend, along with the work I'm doing, to put in time to do more reading, to perhaps attend seminars to find out more about this sophisticated level of fundraising that is externally oriented, to get a better idea of where the levers are, where the monies are hidden, so that we can bring them in.
Thank you. Next candidate.
This is Paul Petchy. You know, we're gonna if we want to bring in more outside vendors and such, we're gonna have to reach outside of us. We can't just advertise on our website. We can't just send out emails to all the chapter lists. We're gonna have to reach out to other medias and other ways of bringing in vendors and more participants that will come check out the exhibits. You know, more people that come to see the exhibits, more exhibitors we can get. Ultimately, it's going to be kind of the way we treat the Mutt Strut. We have to reach out to all our connections and use, you know, whatever sources we have. Thank you.
This is Peter. I would like to, basically, we can't rely on just one person to reach out to vendors. I believe it takes a village. And basically, that could be part of the responsibility of the board of directors, is to reach out to vendors and other interested people that are willing to help CCP. It just can't rely on the one person. And also, in order to attract vendors to conventions, we need to get more people, more members to attend our CCB conventions. I mean, with more, by getting the materials out regarding the convention earlier to members, and just through the presidential meetings of chapters, get people to encourage them to come to the convention. Thank you.
This is David Jackson, and I've been sitting here listening to what's been talked about, and fundraising is very important, and no organization can survive without it. But this organization has, I think, a dedication to advocacy, and I believe that we're here to promote that, and I want to hear each candidate speak to that issue of advocacy.
Thank you.
You want to start, Paul?
Basically, I think one way that we can reach out and do advocacy is to have advocacy regional meetings where we provide membership, advocacy training, and help them advocate for special for interest. And also, this could be part of a discussion that's done. Get some ideas from chapters on what they do for advocacy. Basically, we need to increase our sharing of information, basically using the California Connection, periodic telephone calls, and the Blind Californian. Thank you.
Let me talk out of two sides of my mouth. The first side is going to be that despite the negatives, I'm going to say, this organization is still doing the most outstanding job by far in this state of any organization of people who are blind or have low vision in terms of advocacy. If it wasn't for us, not much would get done. Okay. But having said that, there's still a long way we have to go. And one thing which we probably need to do a lot more of, and you know, I haven't been doing it, so it's on me as much as anybody. We have a governmental affairs committee of pretty committed people. We probably need to have them have more responsibility put upon them of getting, you know, of training people, of getting out information, because, you know, a couple people can't do it all, and if they try to do it all, they don't do enough. So we need to do more delegation to more people to have more get done.
Well, advocacy, you know, is us being visible out there. You know, people going can go, of course, to the legislators' offices and go to the state capitol, which is very much needed. But also advocacy going out to the community on various issues, maybe going to centers like the Society for the Blind, Lighthouse, to be there and to advocate on behalf of the clients who need some help there, let them know about the resources. But, you know, we have the advocacy, and I don't think we're ever going to give that up, but you have to define advocacy, and I think that's more we're going to have to do in our vision statement and decide that that's what we're all going to work toward. We can only, as Jeff said, there's a limited number of people, and we can't be going in various directions. We need to have some focus and an agreement.
7 seconds.
Thank you.
Hello. As far as advocacy is concerned, I'm someone that's been I'm someone that's been into legislation and advocacy and all that since I was about 9 years old. And I feel that it is absolutely crucial to advocate for equality for the blind and the various, in-home supportive services, but also for the blind who are employed, as well as the students, and just everybody needs things. And I think it's important to
10 seconds.
Thank you. To do things such as going to the legislative offices and working with the legislature on what needs to be done for the blind community.
This is an area that I care about. Just to give you an idea of how much I care about this issue, I am taking the sacrifice of interrupting my dessert to answer this question. To be serious, I hope I'm not boasting too much in pointing back to my record.
Try this one.
Yeah, thank you. I worked hard to share the knowledge and tools of that advocacy. I worked to keep our capital report updated. I regularly wrote reports and other articles, including my Advocacy 101 articles for the Blind Californian. I would even all but write people's letters for them to let them know. And I believe that advocacy training is part of the leadership training I talked about earlier.
There are a lot of, many levels to advocacy. There's the basic where, each and every one of us can do, which is just reaching out to our community and those outside of our community and talking about CCB and what things we work on in our mission. As far as, more serious things of supporting bills and such, we need to work on creating, our leadership. We need to get more people involved in CCB to help, to really advocate. It boils down to just needing that support and creating, a stronger CCB to get that support that we need to create a stronger advocacy.
5 seconds.
Thank you.
Okay. 3 minutes to 6:30. What is the pleasure of the group for one more question? Or, okay, folks are saying no. Because session does start at 7 and people need to out their puppies and all that good stuff. So I understand that. I want to thank each and every one of you for making this President's Dinner Candidates Forum as good as it can be. Your questions were very lively, and I hope that tonight at elections you'll think of everything you heard. Thank you very much. The next President's Dinner, you will have someone else presiding, and I'll get to eat my dinner. And I also want to thank our wonderful volunteer who came in and pinch hit at the end so I could munch. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. All righty. You're adjourned.